Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is go in and click on debug problem one. And when it comes up, it gives you the white screen, which means it's not working.
Or in this case, it works right now.
So what you're doing is you're going to hit on tools if you want to. You can just debug it yourself, or you can try hitting tools, web developer, and then web console. And it gives you some hints about the errors.
How do we do that?
The way I just said, you're going to hit tools, web developer, web console. Okay, if you're using Chrome, then you go in pretty much the same way. So using Chrome, you go into the three dots over here and click on More Tools and Developer Tools. And it comes up, and right now it's coming up with that since I didn't open a page on that. But that's the way it comes up, and that gives you similar things. So this tells you there's a syntax error. Over here at the side it says 14.13, which basically indicates that it's around line 14. And it says syntax error, undetermined expression literal. So if you go look at line 14 in the source, I think you'll see what it is. So I then come in here and I say view page source, and it's telling me there's a problem on line 14. So here's line 14, and it's telling me it's got a problem there. Yeah.
It needs to have an equal sign.
Right. It has a secret. So let me figure it out.
Oh.
So, I want you to go in and debug this, and as I said, feel free if you run into a question to ask me or to ask somebody sitting near you or something like that. But try to get this working. If it's not working now, your job is to get it working.
Quick question.
Yep.
How do you get the tools on Firefox again?
I'll tell you. Go.
Well, let me do it because I can show. Okay, so you're going to do tools, web developer, web console.
Wait, I don't have that part yet.
Okay, on Firefox, if you right click on the top, you can pick a menu bar.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So if you pick the menu bar, then you can go tools, web developer, web console. Yes, why they let menus go, made menus go away is beyond me. But at least in Firefox you can get it back. I like menus. As opposed to remembering Control O, Control R, Control this. I like menus. In your what?
No, I was just talking to myself.
Okay, so go in and start trying to debug and fix this. Can you guys sign the paper?
Quick question.
Yep. I don't know.
Did you just do it and it's...
I just had a good time going and making messes up after I've done it. Yes.
The breakers, like BR, aren't they supposed to have a location next to each other? Like at the end?
Yes. So the way I think, it depends on what one you look at.
I'm looking in the one from document right at the end.
Way down
at
the bottom?
Yeah.
Good. They can be okay if they're part of another quote. So this one is okay because it has
part of this.
And that's the ending quote way back over there. So that was okay.
It's the second one.
Yes.
Thank you. her. I ask lots of stupid questions. And yeah, actually we get away with it because there's enough multiplication that the browser's not able to figure out if you must want to. So actually you don't need those, although if you fix that, that would be probably better because you're actually, well, actually, there's one of these pluses, you should be a plus, but you know, since it's doing multiplying, it kind of figures out, again, browser terms it's like a concatenate. And usually if it's a bunch of math going on, it figures out, it's math. It's not concatenate. And so usually it figures out, and I have to admit that I had some of that. But, you know, once in a while I get surprised, ooh, it figures out, and then I have to admit I was wrong. But a simple add is not.
And it's a little different from browser to browser, so that's the other thing, that every once in a while you run in one browser and then discover it doesn't run in another one.
Instead of parentheses.
said there were spelling.
If it gives you any hints. Which have you got open, Firefox or Chrome?
Firefox.
Okay, so if you've got Firefox open, you can go in again with tools, web developer, web console, and sometimes it gives you some answers.
And it tells you like which lines are incorrect. Mine says line 27.
Well, 11 is probably the spot, 27. So 27 is what I would look at. Well, more like word number. So line 27. Yeah, I see what's wrong with line 27.
You save it? I see. your business. I'm not necessarily anything. I feel like you're missing something. Mine's running in your thought. You're missing something.
That would be a good conclusion.
I'm missing.
Class exercise, not a homework. It's on the quiz. There's some debugging.
Oh, it's fine. Well,
it's 1 o'clock right now.
Okay, so.
Just expect stuff for me Sunday, right?
Yes. Bye bye.
These are the tiny issues.
What?
These are the tiny issues.
The tiny what?
The tiniest shoes.
Let's get focused here.
Thank you.
Okay, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to go over these a little bit. If you didn't get to the second one, I suggest you try it on your own at some point. The name of it has with P-R-O-B at the end. If you take out the with P-R-O-B, you will see the answer. In other words, there is an answer out there. Okay? So the one with problems has those words with problems here. Yeah. If you take out with prob, you'll see the correct answer. Okay? So I saved it once with the correct answer and saved it once with the problems. So if you take out the with prob, you're going to see the correct answer. Okay, now I want to go over a few things on these. I think most of you will find most of the errors. I'm not particularly going to go over all the errors. You can figure that out by looking at the solution. But a couple of things I want to point out. down here at the bottom, the BR had message and then the quotes at the end of message. So it printed out the word message, MSG, because that was in quotes, as opposed to printing out the content of the message. When you take MSG out of quotes, then it prints the content of the message. Another thing that I just wanted to point out is I prompted for everything over on the first one. Give me num first, num second, num third, price first, price second, price third. And if I had 10 things, I would have had to have 10 of each of those. And if I had 20 things, I would have needed 20 of each of those. So in fact, it's a lot more effective to do the loop. And if you didn't get to this one, I suggest you really spend a little time with it this weekend. But here I have a loop, and instead of asking for a specific num first item, I just ask for num item. And instead of asking for num price first item, I just ask for price item. Now when I take them in, I multiply them together, and I take the total, which is amount, and add it to the total due. So I take the amount and add it to the total due. Okay? So that means that if I had 20 items, I'd have to have 40 things going on up here, 40 prompts. If I have 20 items over here, I just change the count less than or equal to reflect the 20, and it will do the loop 20 times. So the loop is clearly far more effective if I've got multiple things going on. The other thing is that on the homework that you, the one that you looked at, I had count equal to zero. And if count is equal to zero, then I do it the zeros times, the first time, the second time, the third time. It's not till it gets to be four that I get out of this count less than or equal to three. So I would end up doing it the zeros time, the first, the second, and the third, so I'd end up doing it four times. If I change count to one, then the first time through, I do it the first, the next time it's the second, the next time it's the third, and then I get out, so I only do it three times. I also, instead of changing it, I could have left count at zero and come down here and said count less than three and not said equal to three. And if count was less than three, I would do it the zero time, the first time, the second time, meaning I do it three times. Okay. In the original, I multiplied by 025 here, which got the discount, as opposed to multiplying by 975, which gets me the price that I have to pay. The discount is worked into it. If I multiply by 0.025 to get the discount, then I gotta do a subtract and subtract it from the total. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Most of the problems were problems with parentheses, with spelling, with something like that, like document at one point. I did not have it spelled correctly. I forgot the U. On that same document line, I needed to have parentheses at both ends, and I didn't. I only had parentheses at one end. So it was errors like that. Here I had one of these prompts had a curly brace in there as opposed to a parenthesis. So those are some of the problems that you have. And as I said, I think it would be in your best interest And we may get through what I want to get through today, such that you'll have a few minutes to go back to it at the end. But I think it's in your best interest to try to do that. Any questions about these?
So certain specific ones, like the curly braces, like the one that's supposed to be parentheses, but instead it's with like the curly braces?
One of them is, yeah.
So one of the parentheses is replaced with curly.
And as I said, the answers are out there. So if you guys just can't get it running, you can compare your answer with my answer and figure it out. Okay. Questions? Okay, then what I want to do is move on. The three programs I want to look at are under programs, and they're the ones that start with the word guess.
Okay.
And this is from JavaScript?
Yep. So go under JavaScript, and I want to look at these three that start with the word guess. Okay. So, you went in under programs, and then you scroll down to JavaScript and bring up guess. So I'm going to bring up the first one. It gives you a prompt and says enter your guess. Now I cheated. Over here, the 4 is the number that I want you to guess. Okay? So I'm telling you what it is, and if you get it, and guess it, it comes back and says, you got it. If I don't, then I put in something else. Okay, guys. It comes back and says, your guess is too high. So, okay, guys, I've got competition. So it's going to come back with either your guess is too high, your guess is too low, or you got it. But I just get one guess, so that's not really a game. So I'm going to now look at the page source, and we're going to talk about how that works. So, here is the code.
So the first thing is that I'm getting a random number, and I want a random number between 1 and 5, because I've decided it should be a random number between 1 and 5. Math random is a function that's inside JavaScript. It's a math function that finds a random number. Math floor is a math function that finds the lowest, the low number. So if it's 3.67, it gives you 3. It gives you the root number, the whole number. So here I'm saying random, and the formula is that this is the upper limit. And this adds 1 because the random number gives you starting with 0. So this plus 1 adds, and so I'm ending up with 1 to 5. Okay, so if I put a 25 there instead of a 5, I'll get a random number from 1 to 25. If I put a 30 there, I'll get a random number from 1 to 30. If I don't have the plus 1, it will start with 0 as opposed to 1. So I'll go from 0 to 30. So, I got the random number, and then I said, go ahead and document, write the random number,
So that's how I knew what the random number was, and I could base my guess on it. Okay? Then I've got to do this logic. Okay? So I'm coming in, and I'm getting the random number. So I'm saying, all right, good. Maybe try there. Stop. And then I get the random number. And then I prompt for the guess. And then I come down and I compare. If the random number equals the guess, I put out a message that says, got it. If the random number is not equal, then I ask another question. And I can ask, is the random number greater than? Is the random number less than? Is my guess greater than? Is my guess less than? I can ask it in any way. I chose to ask, is the random number greater than the guess? If it is, then the number is too low. So if a random number is greater than the guess, otherwise the guess is too high. And at that point, I'm done. So it's over. So I don't have any opportunity to guess again. What I want to do is build in a loop so that I have an opportunity to guess again. And the place that I want to do is I want to build in a loop that will ask a question down here. About do I want to do it again, and if I do, if I want to have another guess, I'm going to go in like that. So I need to put this fix in so that I ask, do you want to do another guess, basically. Or actually, I'm not going to ask if they want to do another guess. Sorry about that. I'm going to send them up if it's not correct. So the question is about not correct. I got ahead of myself.
So what we need to edit is a question near the end.
Well, the question is going to be a loop.
Yeah.
That's going to be a loop that I'm going to put in.
Okay.
So this is going to be, I'm going to fix it by putting in a loop. And the question I'm going to ask is, are they still not equal? Random not equal to guess. And if I put that in, then I will be all set. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to close this and I'm going to go to the next one. Okay, guys. I'm going to the next one. One game. So here I'm entering a guess of two. It's not two. Then I'm going to enter five. It's not five. Then I'm going to enter four, and I got it. But notice that I was able to go on and on and on, and I could have gone on forever if I didn't enter four. It would have kept giving me no, until I finally entered four. Okay, so the view source on this program, I now have put the loop in. And I put the loop in to ask if the random number is not equal to my guess. So I'm doing what I said I was going to do. I've got my start. I generate the random number. I prompt for the guess. And then I drop down to the loop. Okay, I'm sorry. Before the guess, I dropped down to the loop. Okay, so I drop down, and this is where the loop is going to be. It's going to come back and let me do another guess. So notice the do. I didn't put the condition here. I used the do while. So the do is where it's going to go back in, and then it's going to ask for another guess so that I can keep guessing till I get it right. Okay, so I'm going to ask, is random equal to guess? And if the answer is yes, then I'm going to put out that they've got it. If the answer is no, I'm going to ask, is the random greater than the guess? Question. I put it right here because after the ifs, I'm going to ask, is the random number not equal, and that's a symbol for not equal to the yes. And if the answer is yes, I want to give them another chance to guess, so I go over there. If the answer is no, I am. So by putting in the loop, I now have the ability to keep guessing until I get it right. Because my while loop is based on the random number not equal to the guess. Okay? Does that make sense? Would somebody let me know whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense? Ask questions. Yes.
I think it kind of does. We're trying to actually, what it's trying to do is just like, yes, right, get it right, go in here.
If you don't have it right, you're going to go back and get another try. You get it right, you're out of there. So now what I need to do is I want to be able to play again. So instead of getting out, I'm going to put another question in down here. And this one is going to ask about playing again. So this one is going to ask about playing again. And at that point, if I want to play again, I'm going to go up and I'm going to come in here because I want to get another random number. If you want to play again, you need a different random number. So that would be the fix that I would do, is come back and say, do you want to play again? Okay. So, we are going to end this one and go and look at the third one. Okay, the third one says, enter your guess, and I'm going to enter a 4, and it tells me I'm too high. And I'll enter a 1, and it tells me I got it. And now it's coming up and saying, do you want to play again? Yes or no? So I'm going to enter a Y because I want to play again. And I'm going to enter my guess. This time it's a 4, so I'm going to enter a 2, and that's too low. I'm going to enter a 5, and that's too high. I'm going to enter a 3, and that's too low. I'm finally going to enter a 4, and I'm done. And it says, do you want to play again? So I'm going to say yes. And this time I know the answer is 1. I'm entering it. I got it, and I'm saying no. And so I'm out. Okay. So this time I can play the game as often as I want to, and when I say no, then I'm done. Okay, so if I look at the view source on this one, I've got a loop within a loop. This outer loop, and I have an inner loop. And the inner loop controls a game. So one game goes on in there. When I get it so that they're the same, I'm out of that. So the inner controls the game. A game controls a game. The outer controls playing again. So playing another game. So the while that goes with the inner loop is this while. It asks, while the random number is not equal to my guess. The while that controls the other one, the outer loop, is that one that says, while play again is not equal to no. So that's controlling that. Okay, now what I did here is a little different than what I did when we looked at play again in another context. If I type an A on play again, what will I do? Will I click or will I play again? So it asks play again, Y or N. If I type an A, what will I do? I'll play again. If I type anything other than a capital N, I will play again. Pardon me?
I was just saying, like,
oh. What did you ask?
No, I said even if you put a lower distance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So the only thing that's going to get me out of this is uppercase N, because while play again is not equal to an uppercase N. And that's the only thing that's going to get me out. Now, I decided to do that because the default I decided was that if you hit the wrong key, you play again. They had to overtly decide to get out and hit a capital N to get out. So I thought that was better than say, do it while it's equal to a Y, which forces you to hit the Y, and any mistake gets you out. And that's a choice I have to make as a programmer, okay? Is if they make a mistake, how do I want to handle it? I've asked them to hit a Y or an N, but who can count on my user? So if they make a mistake, how do I want to handle it? You can put extra code in this that would say, you hit the wrong key, try again, but I didn't want to get into that. Okay, so now what I've got is, I start out, and I immediately set Y. I set the variable Y. So I do want to play again. And then I drop down and I enter the first do loop. So that's where I'm going to come back in again. And I get a random number. Okay, so I'm getting a random number. Now I drop down and this is where the next do loop is going to come in. And at that point, I prompt for a guess. And after I prompt for the guess, I ask the question, are they equal? If the answer is yes, I've got it. If the random is greater than the guess, then it's low. Otherwise, it's high. And then after the if, the next thing I hit is the while. And this while asks, is random not equal to yes? And if it's not equal to yes, I'm going to go in over there, the inner spot, so that I can give another yes. If it is equal, then I'm done with this game, and I want to ask the question of why is it not if it's equal to n? Okay, I'm asking the question about n. And if it's not equal to n, if it's not an n, then I'm going to go back up and come in here. If it is an n, then I am done. That's it, done, Sara. If it's not an n, then I go back in and do it. Okay, so that gives me my two while loops. The while loop that asks about, that's that while loop, and this is this while loop. So those are the two questions that I'm asking there. So if you can't read the questions, look at the while loop. One of them says random not equal to yes. The other one says it's not an N. Okay. Questions? Okay.
So it's...
Yeah?
So it's... You get to loop it like whenever you're done. Whenever you're done with the question, you can answer it again.
If I code it that way, yes. In this one, I've coded that if they didn't guess it, I'm going to go back and let them guess again.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask.
And if they guessed it, then I'm asking, do you want to play again, yes or no?
Yeah.
And there's a prompt here that I should have probably put in, but I didn't really have room to put it in. But there's a prompt there that asks the question why or... running out of space. Questions? Okay, we have all of 8 minutes left, so if you never looked at that second debugging one, I'd like you to take a few minutes and look at that before we wrap up. Just so you'll take a look at that second one.
Not important, but I just want to know as well. I keep trying to go into your multiple menus one, and it doesn't let me.
Which one?
What were
you in?
Google Chrome.
Huh,
well,
it's
alright. So I do this to like get rid of the box.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of the box, yeah. So you have to keep making it, yes. So I think it's a matter of you don't want to get rid of the box. Because the box is where you're making your guess.
Yep.
So you want to keep the box.
Okay.
Okay, I think I've got everything, so let me go back and look. So if I go back and I rerun this, okay, so it says any guess, and it's pretty the first time. And then the next time it comes up with that prevent, and I don't know any way to make that go away. I'm sure there must be, but I don't know it. And so I put in a 2, and I guess is too low. I put in a 1, and it's too low. Put in a 5, and it's too high. Put in a 3, and I got it. And then it asks me, do you want to play again? So I put in a capital Y, and it gives me the 2, and I do that. And then, do you want to play again? And this time I'm putting in a capital A, and it still goes back because it's not an N. So a 5 is too high. 2, I got it. Yes, I'll play again. This is a 4, and I got it. And then I hit a no, and I'm out of there.
Okay.
Now that was in Firefox. I'm assuming it would run the same in Chrome. Explorer gets iffy. Because Explorer gets a little bit more protective of these pop-ups.
It works.
Okay.
I don't think it's Google Chrome, because I don't see the numbers. It just usually shows the Java thing, and I have to answer it, and then it just goes blank until I answer it.
Say that again?
Chrome doesn't show the, like when you use Firefox, it tells you what the random number is. Chrome doesn't show you the random number.
Really?
You have to continually guess. At least on my computer, it doesn't matter.
That's interesting. Why doesn't it do that, I wonder? Okay, let's try.
Because I use Chrome.
I'm not a big Chrome fan, mainly because I don't like remembering keys that I have to hit. You're right. So end of your guess, and I put in a 4.
Honestly, it just makes it more challenging.
Oh, this is the way you give it to somebody in the real world anyway. But, I don't understand why. Enter your guess. 5, 4, 3. Must have been 3 then. So I'll get out of here with a no.
And there you go.
And it's showing the number when I get out.
Yeah.
But it didn't show me anything as I was doing it. I didn't get the guesses too high. I didn't get the guesses too low. So it must be getting defensive about that too. Wait just a second. Explorer doesn't like the pop-ups, the prompts. And so Chrome must have decided they're not too happy with the prompts, the pop-ups either. I'll try to play with that over the weekend and see if I can. I just exclusively go to Firefox. Yeah. You had a question or a comment or something.
Different.
Yeah.